You're listening to the NAB AFL Fantasy Podcast. This is episode 9
of the Running Kicks and Goals!
And we review the first week of the byes and look at some strategies for tackling the next two. You're listening to the NAB AFL Fantasy Podcast. I'm Roy, I coach Destroy, and I am here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Calvin.
Coach Calvin.
A bit more low-key than last week, Calvin
it
Hader.
Is about time.
I'm very dejected.
Are you?
Very dejected.
Well, I want to save that one. So, Warn Dog, how did you go this week?
Yeah, I should be a bit dejected.
I can't
even spit it out. I had 1605, which I think was around par. And looking at my ranking, it pretty much stayed the same. So, for me, that was about my par total. So, I guess I'm pretty happy with it because this was always going to be my hardest of the bye rounds. And I had a lot of rookies out there. It was pretty bad. And I think that it was a bit of that Murphy's Law. Whatever could go wrong did go wrong. Yeah, I had a few vests and a few guys that weren't great scorers.
How many did you have playing?
I had 19 play.
Yeah, so you dropped one score.
Yeah, dropped one score, which wasn't much. I think that was Robertson with
10.
So, I'll take that, though. That's the thing. Yep. Like, that's where we're about.
But you took his 90 the week before pretty comfortable. So.
Exactly. Get me started. I can't wait. Roy, yours was very good.
It was very good. I called it very solid.
It's like a world record, Roy.
No, it's not. It's very solid, we'll call it. So 17:48. It was good, and I must say, I am in a little bit of form since a real early slump.
Nice to see.
Thanks. It makes me a little bit easier to deal with for you guys. So
definitely.
That's always a good thing. I had 19 as well, so I dropped Robinson's 10, but I didn't get him for 90 the week before like you did.
Yeah. Unlucky.
Calvin, you seem a bit down and out. What's up?
I scored... Hang on, let's go back a little bit here, Calvin. I had 20 people playing.
Oh, that's right. You loaded up this round.
20 people playing.
So you should have gone into this going, yep.
Swagger into it because last month of footy, it's been good.
It's been pretty special.
It has.
I scored 1,500, right? With 20,
before what? The
with
last
20
game.
Players. With 20 players. And I had like 8 guys who scored under 50. I had 3 green vests. Okay. And I look at this, you look at this.
That's not unlucky.
No, and you look at it and go, Calvin, 8 under 50. When you see the names of these people, you'll see why. They are donkeys.
They were
terrible people. The only guy like under 50 that could have been better was like a Gunston.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and this other guy that we'll get to him in a moment. But yeah, Gunston, 43 points from him. He still doesn't get my -3, though.
Wow.
It's amazing. But
Good segue.
Thank you. As I just said, Gunston avoids my -3 this week, as does 6 other of my...
I don't understand how this has happened.
I don't even go into the names, because their names make me feel dirty.
Because you've been a good coach lately.
I've been brilliant!
You've got the best out of some of your guys.
Oh my God, well I pick someone like... I put Robinson on the field, like Dog did last week when he got 95.
Yeah. Did you pick him up this week?
No, I didn't pick him up. I moved him off my bench. That's where he should be, on your bench.
Okay.
So he scored 10! 80 less than what he did the week before.
I know.
Oh.
For old kissed on over here.
Yeah, I was furious, Roy.
Unlucky.
So he gets the green vest, as does every other bloody donkey in my team. Anyway, my -3 this week, because he has been so brilliant.
Yeah.
Reece Shaw.
I knew this would happen.
He scored 47.
That's what you expect from him.
Okay. You expect that from
a
guy.
What would his career average be?
Okay, I'll tell you what his average has been over the last 3 weeks. 110 over the last 3 weeks. And it comes by round, and you rock up and give me a fat old 47.
I've been waiting for this to happen.
Well, that's a karma bus. It's crashed into you.
Sucked in.
He honestly...
He just said that.
He did.
He's taking it to a personal level. He cannot expect those scores from Reece Shaw every week.
It's confession time.
Okay.
Confession time. I've got to tell you one thing, Cal, just before you carry on about this. Warnie, you know how we've got our group WhatsApp messages?
Oh, no, you guys did it.
We've sent a couple to each other. Personal ones about Shaw.
About what?
Karma bus.
Karma bus.
Yeah, you've been giving us too much crap about him.
It's a new fantasy term, is it? Karma bus.
So, Calvin, are you going to keep him this week?
course I'm keeping it.
So what will he score this week? If you were in charge of a betting company, what line would you give him of point scores for this week?
50. No. Look, he's averaged 110 over the last three. He should be scoring, based on his last month of football, 80 plus.
Okay.
Well, I can't believe you've given someone a negative three when they've actually scored over their career average. That's harsh.
Oh, you. And this karma bust nonsense. Move on. Give him your bust and drive off.
Well, did you have a good player?
Do I have to do my
No, you don't. Sorry, that's my bad. I've just been
leave me alone for a second.
All right, my negative three. I'm going to have to give that. Bloody Jackson Merritt.
Oh, what do you expect from him?
Oh, he had 130. No.
That is actually true, isn't it?
It is. And I actually argued with a couple of people. Only because I honestly argued with a couple of people about when we were picking him up.
Yeah, same.
They were thinking, oh, his preseason was so good. No, it wasn't.
No.
He finished last year really well. No, he didn't. And I got sucked into it just for the break evens. And really, I would have loved to have got rid of him in the last couple of weeks. And I was thinking that anyway. But as it is, we've only got our two trades per week in this easy game that everyone says. Yeah. Haven't been able to actually get rid of him. And
no. And so we'll probably end up losing money on him.
Yeah, and we have. He's down to about 350K now, God. I think. Hang on.
It's terrible.
369.
That is such a massive fail.
And to be honest, I'm probably going to have to hold him this week. And he's got that break even of 119.
Oh,
so
no.
That's sliding down. Unless somehow he could go and do a reverse Reece Shore. And actually go alright against the Swans.
See,
no, he plays for the Swans.
That's another personal
attack. Intervention. There was no need
again
to bring up Reece again then.
No, that's alright.
An apology.
I'm sorry, Calvin, for your stupidity in picking Reece Shore. Right, who was your negative three?
Suckling. Now, I feel a little bit bad because he did pump out a 120 for me the week before, and I didn't give him the plus three. He was probably chasing that positive reinforcement. He didn't get it, so he said, well, look, Roy, I'm not going to try that hard this time. And he got 57, probably a bit harsh that I'm giving it to him. However, don't go getting 33 or so in the first quarter and get me all excited and then to pump out 20 the rest of the game. So Suckling, my negative three.
Oh, nice. All right, get positive then, Roy. Straight into your plus three.
Okay, after.
This was a masterstroke.
Yeah, it was. Now, we had our differences at the start of the season, and, you know, there was it's public knowledge. It was all through the papers what was happening between me and my boy, Rocky. But he came back in this week, and I said, I'm glad we're over it, big fella. Take the C week one, and boom!
Yeah,
look what he did for me. Rocky was my captain, and just went bang.
The way he keeps holding the lines together and just can keep pumping out the scores.
Win, lose, or draw, the big fella. Well, I haven't actually seen him in a draw. I reckon he'd go well.
Yep.
But he would be averaging about almost 100 in the second half the last two weeks. Definitely. He just goes bang.
Definitely. Calvin, who was yours?
This was another master stroke from Team Calvinator. Bought in Libba this week because his record against Melbourne is amazing.
Today.
Put the C straight on the big fella. 146 points. Look, that's the first time I've actually owned Libba.
So you still got a 1,500 with a captain
and
like
he got half my freaking score.
Wow.
So I'm watching him and he's like a pit bull.
Yeah, isn't he?
Not like, you know, the fat bald guy that goes...
like Timber, Liver.
He's like a dog. He is just ferocious,
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
That was good. So, captain, you blokes getting good captains? Oh, Coward.
There's an article I wrote.
There is, and I picked you number one.
Oh, did you?
And he had about 50 points in the last quarter to save himself, Brent Stanton. But he doesn't get my plus three. I knocked mine out on Monday night. Cade Simpson came. He was just a machine for
the reshore of the Warn Dogs.
You are an imbecile.
You wait this week. You'll get on your car.
Ever since your emo tweet about Simpson 2 weeks ago, where he had a bad quarter, he has been on fire.
He has been good.
It's
and
good
that was a massive
by
game.
You.
He had to kick the game off with a goal, got the first goal of the game, and just kept rolling. And he just did what he wanted out there. That's what it looked really, really nice as a coach. And I'm sure everyone else is going to try to jump on him now as well. You got him, Galvin?
I'm upgrading someone too.
So Simpson 145, I will take that. But it was a pretty interesting weekend. I guess we saw quite a few big scores. Even Joe Watson. He was awesome. He had 140-odd.
149. Look, that's his first score over 100. For those guys who have held him, it's his first score over 100 in his last six games.
Yeah.
Wow.
How people have not booted him.
I know. I appreciated I showed faith, and I appreciated him showing a bit back there.
Well, he only played the Lions, and everyone who plays the Lions scores massively these days.
Yeah, they do. But I'll tell you what, his time was ticking.
Yeah.
Because I was waiting till his bye. But, you know, that might be enough to hold on. It's like knocking up a ton in the cricket. It gets you an extra, you know, four tests or something like that.
Another big score was Nathan Fyfe, 130. Yep. He has just been smashing it. He's, his last four scores have been over 100, so...
Yeah, he's in a bit of form, isn't he?
He's killing it.
Yeah, the biggest score of the week, though. What about old bloody Josh J. Kennedy?
Oh, yeah.
160. That was a...
11 straight.
Absolute beast. Mm. It was a massive game from him, but I think...
Actually, both JKs.
Yeah, JPK.
Swans. Yeah, the Swans got off to a massive start. They all racked up.
It was pretty awesome. But yeah, we did see plenty of scores, which helped boost our numbers a little bit over the weekend, considering Calvin, like you have been rabbiting on about, about your guys. We had, obviously, this is the thing, this is the worry. Obviously, you've got 18 players that count over the bye rounds, but we've got to remember that a lot of those, or probably in your case, about eight of them...
They're not actual real players.
They're probably guys that are normally on your bench every other week.
And
so
they're terrible.
So you can't expect too much
from them.
I'd like to call them by-round specialists, but they weren't really specialists.
There were a couple that were specialists, though.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, yeah, I got a little bit excited. Friday night, it started off pretty well. Old Mitch Hallahan, 79.
I know.
That
I was
very
impressed.
Very, very, very nice effort. But probably even better than that was Will Langford.
Oh,
Will! For those people that held on to him, he grabbed his little GPP status now too.
I know, it's very handy.
91 points.
Will, 91.
Can we expect a bit more from him with them undermanned? Did you notice how much more he was going for the ball and where he was getting positions?
And I would like to see his heat map
update. Yes.
Because his little bullseye heat map from the first seven rounds, I reckon it's good. And for those people that have held him, and to be honest, if you do need a little bit of a downgrade-y sort of thing, he is, like, he's still priced at 276 he is now, but his break-even, that's gone.
It's down.
Like, it's down to 9, so you're going to be, it's sort of not too much of a loss.
Mm.
However, the problem is, this week, he's got the bye, so it's something for later on. But, you know, some of those guys did step up, but then, you know, those Vest V8, a couple of those, we copped those, and so their scores were down a fair bit.
You overtook me. I've been averaging one around, and I maintained that.
but they're green vests. But they were vests that you were expecting.
Yeah.
Okay, let's not beat around. So guys who got in, say, Lloyd, he started in one. Guys who got in, was it Hartang?
Yeah, he started in one.
Guys like me, who I jumped on, I had no really other big trades through, so I got rid of old Giorgio.
Yeah.
And I got in...
Ailet.
No, he was always going to get vested. But I thought, there's a few extra points anyway, and he might play this week for me and score another 20. Yeah. But that's what Giorgio was doing anyway.
What about Ex-Ellis? You guys would have been pumped with his.
Oh, see, I...
Another vest. I honestly didn't think he would get... Like, yes, it makes sense that he got a vest.
Yeah.
But, jeez, I didn't think
he would.
29 points, though, in about a quarter. That wasn't too bad. That was, you know, at least he... got in within my best 18. He wasn't Robertson like. But so that's the round that was.
Could you footify a Swedish ice hockey fanatic?
Introducing Footify Fans Plant, where NAB plucks sports fans from all around the world and you convert them into footy fanatics.
It's another way NAB is doing more to footify Australia. Get involved at nab.com.au/AFL. The best thing about the buys was round 8 was loaded with superstars. So it's time to go shopping, and there is some premiums just there asking to be picked.
Yeah, massively. They're coming back. So you've got all those Collingwood boys that our midfield, could potentially be stacked with them. Also the Cats and a couple of Crows there, especially like Dangerfield, I reckon could be a little bit of an option. I guess...
A bloke called Ablett's handy.
He's handy. Yeah, right. He's good. But so they're coming back. We've got obviously another 12 teams with their buys over the next 2 weeks. This week we've got Carlton, GWS, Hawthorn, Port Adelaide, West Coast and Western Bulldogs. So, Calvin, what's our strategy got to be?
Our strategy is simple. We've been pumping it over the last few weeks so people can be prepared to do this sort of a movement. Any people who are having the bye this week or next week,
yep,
you got to offload them where you can and get in guys who have just had their bye.
Yeah, and I guess a good thing about that is that if your bye structure's looking good like that, you've set it up to do that. However, if it hasn't, what it can mean anyway is getting more guys in that are better for these rounds. So if you can have 20 this week, Cowboys, good one. They could be a better 20 than what it was before. And so that's what you should always be doing. Like, it's not just trying to get the numbers there. It's always making your side better. And I guess we're thrown up with a few issues this week. I know the three of us have all got Paul Chapman.
That's, yeah, disappointing, isn't it?
It is. Like, he's one that we've got to do, and this could be interchanged with a lot of other players if you're thinking about getting rid of them in different positions. But Paul Chapman, he's suspended this week, then he's got the bye next week. So he's missing the next two rounds. So he's a perfect guy to get out of your side for how this works. So what sort of things have you guys been thinking about?
Well, I'm thinking about using Chappie in my midfield and upgrading him to Pendles. I've got a thing for Pendles at the moment. I think he's going to smash it this week, and you need big scores in the bye rounds. And, yeah, he's who I have my eye on.
Just quietly, you're dominating DPP this year.
I do love it this year, don't I?
Every trade or every little move of yours this year has been all
Some say
DPP.
I may overdo it. That's what I'm looking
at. So, obviously, Pendles, who played Adelaide last times, he's 153 points. Yep. Caught your eye,
it did catch my eye, yes.
Look at you, sneaky little devil. Yes. Look, and if you're not going to use, say, your old Roy Zale fancy pants move there with the DPP link, then we've got to look at possible targets in our forward line for a guy like Chappie.
Yep. Danger?
See, Danger's going to be tagged by McCaffer.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And I'm not a huge fan of Danger at the moment.
But if you can get him this week...
No, I don't think you would.
It's not a bad thing. Like, it's... what are they? About 15 grand or so difference. If you can get him, should you? Well, no, look, because he's going to be tagged by McCaffer?
No, he's going to be tagged big time by McCaffer. So, look, I'd say no to him. A couple of guys I like. One, Jamie Elliott. Two, what about a sneaky Boomer?
Well, he's probably gone massively under the radar. It's pretty much a straight swap too. He's 490, and he's been averaging in the 90s, so that's all pretty good. 96.43 to be exact.
And you can basically just mark him down for that, can't you? He's not going to get you the massive hundreds.
Exactly.
But this year, he's not getting you a shocker either.
No, like, definitely.
In the past, against Crowley, he had an absolute shocker. Yep. He rocked up and played him and got his 90 or so.
It was
awesome. Now, how's this for a roughie for you, boys? If you're chasing money to do an upgrade somewhere else, etc., how about Tex Walker? There's not many rookies.
Like it.
There's not many rookies around. He's best 22,
easy,
guaranteed.
Yes, 282k.
You're paying a bit more.
You're paying a bit more. However, he has averaged well in the past.
He has.
He's got a discount this year and all that sort of stuff because of it. So I really like it. And I think that the thing is that Lynch is injured, so he's out. So it is a key forward. Because I was slightly worried that maybe a vest... Not a green one, probably a red vest, just to ice, you know, this is your first AFL game back. The good thing is that he's played two Sandful games, so I think that helps him a fair bit.
Snagged four goals last week.
Did he just?
Yeah, he did. Now, in reading some interviews with players about Tex coming back, there was a lot of emphasis, we can't just rely on Tex. They said, one thing, we're going to try to pump him the ball early as much as we can. So, you know... He's going to be a target.
Yes.
Yeah.
What can we expect? He's 70? I'd be happy with
a
70.
He's still a key forward.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's like me with my little Gunston that I've got. Like, he's going to have a decent score every now and then, and he's going to have, but as you say, average...
The standard deviation is a little bit different for key forwards. They might average well.
Why did he put on that voice?
Because he put on his maths teacher voice.
Say standard deviation without putting on a voice.
You can't. You try that.
Standard...
exactly right.
Okay, look. Let's think. Change the angle away from Chappie then. What other guys could we be potentially offloading this week? A guy I'm looking at is old Pollack.
Yeah,
Jared Pollack.
He has his bye. It's probably time to go for him. And look, you could be looking at...
What's he had? One bad score for the month.
It's time to go.
Okay.
Time to go.
Ruthless at Calvin.
Yeah. I'm not often with you, Calvin, with a lot of your decisions that you make. However, I am a little bit. His break-even's got up into the 60s, meaning that his price rises aren't really going to be there. It's more about, are you keeping him to pump it out?
Will he be there at the end of the season?
Okay.
No, so now's a good time to sell. Like, the strategy is, this is perfect buy-round strategy.
Yeah.
Your rookies maxed out in price or close enough to it, trade him out and get in. Well, you'd hope so. A midfielder, like my little sneaky trade today, while NAPLAN testing was on, was hopefully no one's listening to this. I went to Pendles. I went just pilot to Pendles. I had some cash to do that. So,
do you have Swanee?
Do I? Yes, I've already.
Do
got
Do you have Swanee. Ablett?
Yes, I've already got it.
Do you have Stevie J?
I've got a good, not Stevie J.
Oh, don't you want Stevie J on your team?
Well, he's too much.
Oh,
he's expensive. Paying a lot of money for him.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. You're right, money bags.
Look, another guy that I got asked about today, is it too early to get rid of McRae?
He is ready to go.
He is ready to go, but
he's done his job for
him. He's done his job.
Well and truly.
Would he be a guy you look at to get rid of?
Well, it would be leaving on good terms, but if I was in that position, I've got bigger issues than McRae. I'm happy with him pumping out his 80s, 90s for me at the moment. But, yes, if you have got rid of a lot of your other dregs, I think there's nothing wrong with saying thank you. Good luck at your next club.
The perfect one, I think, like that you want to get rid of is if you're still holding Daisy Thomas.
Oh.
So, yeah. They've got the bye this week.
And another guy as well also has the bye would be Suckling. If it's time, if you're still holding on to him.
Yeah.
I think he is a keeper.
Do you really?
I think he is a keeper. And
I think he's good enough to be at least that six.
Miss out on being a top 8 to 10 defender, I reckon. So, as him as that last defender. I get this question a lot about suckers, and I'm hell-bent on, no, why would you? You have to sit and watch him score 120 versus a crap team, and that will be hard to watch.
All right. All right, man, it is time to look at some tweets for this week, which people have hit us up on at AFL Fantasy, and they've also thrown some through on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official. All right.
Any on MySpace or
I don't know. Does MySpace still exist?
I don't know.
Of course it does. All right, let's go with this one here. There's been a few people asking this one, so this is covering a lot of questions. But basically, Jackson Merritt.
Yeah.
Time to go. Replace him, all that sort of stuff. Who are the best options? We've sort of said a fair few there.
Yeah.
What the best call, and if we were doing this right now, what would we do?
I would be rolling the dice and going Tex Walker.
I've done a little bit of research on Tex over here. In 2012, 16 games for an average of 87.
Yeah. Mm.
That's the pinnacle though. Like he's not going to do that again.
He's priced at 280, so that's nice and low for that sort of output if he can get anywhere near that.
Yeah. Nope. I'm hoping / expecting 70s. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think he's a good pick for that.
Would be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? All right, next question. Let's have a look here, cruising through. Should I trade, this is from Andy, should I trade St. Nick or wait on him? So Nick Rewalt, tell you what, he saved himself a bit in that last quarter of the game on Monday night.
He did.
So, but he is just bleeding some cash at the moment. Still worth, you know, well over 450K, so that's all right. And, you know, you've got some pretty good points from him. Each week, though, he seems like he's getting hurt every week.
He is getting hurt every week.
But then playing sore as well, going into the games playing sore, what would you guys do? I know what I'd do. I would do, because I did it, and that was trade him. I got rid of him this week, actually. And got rid of him just because he was going to bleed some more cash. And I needed to get rid of some round 10 by forwards. And so he was a good, easy option there. Still stuck with Merritt, though.
That's
probably not a good call. Well, what would you do? Would you hold? Would you trade?
He's certainly someone that's high on my priority list to get in. As soon as he bottoms out, I'll be jumping straight on him.
And after the buy.
I don't know. If you can hold him and it doesn't mean taking a zero through the buy rounds and stuff, I think I would hold at this stage, because I think he is one of the, you know, mega premiums in the forward line, one that you want to finish the year with.
This week he plays the Gold Coast, so you'd expect that he would have a decent score.
Yeah, I'd keep.
All right, now, is Charlie Cameron, the Crows rookie, a good downgrade option? He tackles a lot, and he is the leading goal kicker in the Crows reserve side. Steve Deansky asks that one.
We're lucky here, because we get a bit of a look at whether he's the sub. So I think that is a huge weight on whether we get him in or not.
Well, Thursday night game, so that's really handy. This is a good time for people to know that we've got a partial lockout, so we will know that stuff. So there is a partial lockout, and you 90 minutes before the game, you'll know if he's the sub or not. And so you got a bit of time there to make your decisions. But he's only 115K.
So if he's 115K and he's not sub, That's a prime downgrade target, definitely, I think, at definitely. This time
so
of year.
Even if we talked about old mate Merritt, like getting rid of him, going to make you a heap of cash.
It will. Now, the thing I like about...
For a week or two, yeah.
Like, the thing I like about having someone like Tex there is that it is an actual name. It's someone that's averaged nearly 90, whereas having a rookie there is always vest concerns and things like that.
And it's intimidating for your opponent.
It is, exactly. I do like that. But... Yeah, it's definitely worth considering if he doesn't get a vest.
All right, is it worth getting Stevie J in, or would he be getting the Crowley tag, Calvin?
Look, I don't want to give too much away on what is called a cracking article that I write, Warnie, but he will be tagged. Stevie J will be tagged by Crowley this week. And back last year, so 2013, Crowley tagged Selwood.
Yeah.
Okay, and absolutely smashed him and held him to 38.
Yeah. It was nasty.
Steve Johnson didn't play that game. So when you dig deeper into the archives, so the last time they played together, Crowley went to Stevie J and didn't go to Selwood and tagged Stevie J to 68. Stevie J is playing better football than Stevie.
And Crowley is not tagging very well at the
moment. He's not tagging very well either. So, look, he will be tagged. And the worst thing about Stevie, he relies on a lot of uncontested marks and sort of linking up through the middle. He's not going to get the freedom that he has and in the past.
I'm still expecting probably 100. I think he's just not going to get that 150.
I think a 106 is what you'll get from Stevie this week. Yeah, okay. And just a quick heads up, doesn't even make top five because of it.
Well, now for his price at the moment then, you'd have to say there's better value.
There's way better value.
And that's why I'm going for Pendles as well, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the thing. All right, last question here does come from AMAC. Is Curry... Vindaloo'd.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Yeah. Flushing.
How do you think about that?
Okay, coaches, it's important to remember this week there is a partial lockout. So there's a Thursday night game. Players from the Pies and the Crows are going to be locked out after that game. And then, of course, everyone else can be moved around and traded, etc., up until that Friday night game where there's another lockout.
Yep, so that'll be full lockout as normal. But don't forget, we've also got... These bye rounds, they can be a little bit boring at times, but we've got 3 NAB AFL Fantasy Matchday games to play.
Gives us something to do, doesn't
it? Get in there, yep, $250 and an AFL Live Pass up for grabs. Now, the first one, Calvin, I want some hot tips from your mate, the Pirate. He knows some stuff. First one on Thursday night, get it in before the bounce, and that is Adelaide v Collingwood.
Make sure you got Pendlebury. Look, and probably make sure you've even got the C on him. 153 last time we played him, and also... Dane Beams, still getting it done, look, averaging 126 in his last 4 this year. So
yeah, he's good,
isn't he? He's going to be awesome. But don't get too carried away. Did you know, in the last 3 weeks, Adelaide have only given up 300-plus scores last 3 weeks.
Jeez.
Interesting
stat. They've locked down, haven't they?
All right, Friday night, we've got Essendon and Sydney. That is a 7:50 p.m. lockout and the full lockout for Classic as well. Any tips for that?
Well, as you know, last week, Sydney did not allow any Hawthorn players to score over 100.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
But last time they played, Essendon played Sydney. Stanton, 149 points, dog.
Oh, Warnock licking his lips.
Wow.
Lick your lips.
I might have to get on board again. All right. And then on Saturday night, it is a little bit of a milestone game for Matthew Pavlich, which is pretty good. That's Fremantle and Geelong. Do you know his numbers have been... pretty good against Geelong in
the past. You wouldn't think that,
would you? No. He's pumped out. Over the last 5 years, he's done scores like 124, 127, 126, 125 and 112 over his last 5 years. So, pretty good. I reckon you get on him, even just for that little sentimental thing that it is, is 300.
Yeah, I like that. That's what match day is all about. Also, James Kelly. You can pick him up in the back line there now, so that might be a sneaky little pick.
A very good option.
Rightio, it's nearly time to go. We're about to say goodbye, but before we do, people have been hanging around, Roy, because they want to hear from Roy's rumour mill.
Roy's rumour mill.
I've got something this week.
I know, and this is good. Look
this one, I'm actually happy because this has got more evidence than, my rival. My rivals. I finished basketball the other day and good win, came off the court, grabbed a towel, bit of a drink. Yeah, good work, boys. Looked up in the grandstand only to see KK, Cade Kolarjasny, who has been, one of the best rookies this year. Anyway, to the point, Roy, they say. Okay. He had a big thumper knee brace on.
He did.
It was massive. And I said, it was huge, and it nearly covered his whole leg. And I said, KK, come down here, mate, just to watch how he went down the stairs. Not impressive.
It wasn't good at all.
He could hardly get down there. He is not on the injury list, but Roy is here to tell you he should be.
Yes, he should be.
Yeah, and I would say questionable, test.
At least.
Unlikely.
Well, Calvinator, what's a Calvinator?
Look, I had a couple of words to him, and I said, come on, mate, you know, and he goes, oh, I can hardly walk, I can hardly walk. And he was playing when he said
he
that.
He played that up a little
but
bit.
No joke, he had a brace that looked like a transformer attached to his leg.
Ooh. He did. Now,
heard it here first.
Yeah, you did. I don't want to wish he misses a week. No. I would be right.
You would be right.
I'd have a scoop. No, I hope he's all right. Now, the best thing about KK, do you know what he said?
What?
I haven't been scoring enough.
Oh,
yeah. Mate, you're a defender and you are racking up 80s flat out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what, he's going to have a fantasy career.
Yes, he is.
Anyway, right. Hopefully he plays this week.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed for Calvinator, too.
Oh, they are crossed.
He could have another 40 for you. All right, thanks for listening, guys. See ya.